Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network.
Available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
This went down right after our show ended. We already had talked about we're looking forward to the game, big time Eastern Conference final, you know, pivotal game. If Milwaukee won game four, they go up 3-1. The series is probably over for all intents and purposes. And Trae Young is out before the game. It's announced. And we're like, okay, is it even worth watching? If you're a fan, I mean, obviously we watch it to do our job, but Trae doesn't play. Atlanta comes out hot. Milwaukee comes out terribly and falls behind. And then in the third quarter early, Giannis goes down. So now this series, you've got the two stars of each team. Honestly, Rob, the only two stars left in the Eastern Conference. And now they're hurt. Giannis Antetokounmpo, fortunately, the knee injury that he suffered, there was no structural damage according to the MRI taken today. It's just a hyperextension. So it's possible,
it didn't look good.
That he comes back. It didn't look good when he went down, but you saw he was able to walk to the locker room on his own power, and then he came back out like he might try to give it a go, you know? And he didn't,
I'm just saying, the initial, when I first saw the replay of it, I was like, oh.
No, it looked ugly. And I think everybody felt the way you felt. Because even the Hawks, I think everybody was just kind of, oh, my gosh. You know, and fortunately, it doesn't seem to be that serious. So even if he can't play the rest of these playoffs, it seems like, you know, you would think he'll be fine in several months or whatever. And then Trae Young, DeBrone bruise in his foot. We'll see if he plays. I think I guess it's possible that both of them come back to play. But what I want to throw out to you, Rob, is this. And I mean, everybody's talking about it and everybody's thinking about it. And yet two more stars injured. And I want to ask you this. Have the injuries ruined this year's NBA playoffs for you.
I told you last night when I said that I wouldn't watch the game when I found out that Trae Young was hurt, and I was just like, man, this has been brutal. And yes, there have been some exciting games to watch, but I have totally disliked this postseason because none of the things that I wanted to see materialized. There's just way too many, like all the stars. There's no backup center who got hurt, Chris, when he came in. You know, these right. are all the guys we want to see go. And the playoffs go on, and you got to play without. Would I rather see the Clippers with Kawhi Leonard? Yes. That's what I wanted to see. Did I want to see Brooklyn, the three-headed monster, see what they can do? Yes. I want to see. Now, can Trae Young and the upstart Hawks shock the Eastern Conference? Milwaukee. You know, I'm just saying, like, right. so when we take a look around, it has been bad. I've never remembered. I've been covering the NBA, Chris, since 1987. I never remember anything like this. And I'm not blaming it all on the schedule and starting
all
that.
Yeah.
But it just is like the most unbelievable thing, isn't it?
No, it is. I mean, and it's a record. I think 9 All-Stars have missed time, missed games in the playoffs. 9 or 10, it's a record, whatever it is. So you're not, you know, fabricating what you're feeling. But I got to be honest, Rob, despite all the injuries, the playoffs have been terrific.
See, I can't say that. I can't use terrific.
The game, if you watch the games, I mean, what more could you ask for than Phoenix LA Clippers game 2? When it literally is this, Paul George, a bona fide star, misses 2 free throws with 8 seconds left, and Phoenix comes down and gets an alley-oop dunk at the buzzer, essentially, to win it? I mean, what better drama is there than that? Trae Young, in his third season in the NBA, not even an all-star this year, not all NBA, absolutely lighting the playoffs on fire? What better drama than that?
Yeah,
so
but
I get what you're saying, and I feel you. Yeah, I want to see LeBron and Kawhi go at it.
Okay,
right?
let me just say that. That's the thing. When you look at the Suns and their rise, their whole way through, they've had the injury bug help them. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that they're on a good team, but wouldn't you rather see them if they had beat the Lakers in the first round, you know what I mean, with the full squads or whatever.
Well, remember, they were hurt too. Chris Paul did have the shoulder injury.
No, I know, and that's another thing, the injuries. But I'm saying that was a part of it. And then Murray, of course, not being with Denver, we knew that would catch up with them as
right.
well. And now Kawhi is out, and the Clippers are hanging in despite that because 4 free throws made, Chris, and it might be that the series was over already and the Clippers would have won. I mean, it's pretty – those games easily could have swung the other way that we know have happened. But I don't know. I get it. What you're saying is honest, is fair. There have been some really good games, but I feel cheated. I feel like I haven't gotten what I wanted from the postseason, and I look at this as like the through attrition – that's the only way, like, the teams that are there and moving on, that is not fully because they're just the best teams that are playing. And I feel
right.
like, as a fan, I've gotten cheated that I didn't get to see the big three play for Brooklyn. I didn't. Or I didn't see LeBron and AD healthy with a chance to try to get back to repeat and defend their championship. I felt like I got cheated.
But you know what? There's always next year. And these guys will be back. Brooklyn will be back. The Lakers will be back, and we'll see what they're made of. And I actually think whoever wins this championship, obviously, is going to be a unique type champion. And so that will be thrown into the mix. If Milwaukee wins it, it'll be, okay, let's see how legit Milwaukee was as a champion.
Well, we
if
saw
Phoenix
that. Didn't
it,
we see that
let's
with
see how
Miami?
Legit they are.
Didn't we see that with Miami? Like, they made their run in the bubble.
But they were banged up a lot. Jimmy Butler missed a lot of the year. But you're right. I mean, they were exposed. And maybe this year's champion will get exposed.
Right.
But I think that just adds another storyline. I'll tell you one thing that would be a bummer going into the finals, and this hasn't happened, so hopefully it doesn't. But I'm just saying, in keeping with the topic of injuries, if, let's say Paul George went down, because you only have a couple of stars left, right? So let's say Paul George went down, Rob, but the Clippers win and get to the finals.
Right.
And then you have Clippers versus, to be honest, either of those teams, Atlanta or Milwaukee, if they don't have Giannis or Trey.
Right.
Then you would absolutely have no stars in the finals. And that would be a bummer. But I tell you, if those games were exciting, if they were close, if they were nip and tuck, nail biting, all that, then I think it would make up for it.
I think there are some fans who are like me who are bummed just because the rash. I can remember one or two guys every so often, Chris. We know that. We remember when LeBron lost to Golden State. And
there have been several
times. And Kyrie, right? We're both out for them, right? So it's happened before, but this one definitely.
With Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Isaiah Thomas's first championship, Magic Johnson played 75 minutes with a hammy. The year before, Isaiah got hurt in game 6 and was.
But it didn't seem like you said, like 9 stars though in this one.
No, this is unusual. There's no doubt about that. I mean, this isn't prisoner of the moment. This is really unusual. And you don't like to hear me talk about it because it's unlikely, Rob. But I'm going to say it again. They need to go to 65 games.
It's unlikely they're not doing it.
They need to go to 65 games.
I hear you.
No, they won't, because if they can get 82 game money. But the players, the science, everybody's telling us they can't handle 82 games at this pace anymore. Kerry Kittles, who comes on the show every week, he says it. The way they play now, the spacing on the floor, big men are out on the three-point line guarding other guys, making their own moves on the offensive end from the three-point line.
He makes
perimeter.
A compelling
it's
argument.
Too
I'm not going
to
discount.
Too much space. You got freaking seven-footers playing like guards now, and they're getting hurt. So instead of having your stars take 10, 15 games off because of load management, go to 65. I know they probably would take games off anyway.
Right, they would only play 48 then.
Right. I'd like to see them cut that, and then hopefully that will help players stay healthy for the playoffs.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing. I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
We're going to the NBA, and Paul George, who I think, look, he's had his ups and he's had his downs this playoffs, but overall, Rob, I think he's helping himself.
He's helped himself this postseason.
Yeah.
I totally agree, and again,
not to overlook, I mean, he missed the two free throws at the end of game two. He missed two free throws at the end of game four. Like, he's had some bad moments. He's had some bad shooting nights. But overall, I'm with you. I think he's helped himself. He's played well. He's done some historic things.
And especially without having Kawhi. You know what I mean? Yep. Like he's had like the elimination, no Zubac. They could have gone to Phoenix and got run out of the gym, Chris, right?
Right.
Like they could have.
And he puts up, not only did he help him hang in there and win, he put up historic numbers.
Exactly.
41, 13, 6 assists, 3 steals, 75% shooting. So you got to give him that. He's joined Kevin Durant, Michael Jordan, and Kobe Bryant as the only players to ever score 20 points in 18 or more straight playoff games to
start
a postseason.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, come on. The dude has helped himself. I think he's helped his Hall of Fame argument. You know, he's still got a ways to go. He's still got a long career left, to be honest. But I think he's helped himself in that, you know, discussion for the Hall of Fame that'll come up in the future. But he has said, Rob, and I'll just introduce it and then let him tell it. He thinks he gets more criticism than any other player in the NBA. So we're going to hear this quote from him, which was after game four, and then, or was it game after game five? And then we're going to hear, I'm sorry, was after game four or five, Rob G? After game four. After game five, okay. And then we're going to hear Charles Barkley's response to what Paul George says. Here we go.
Do you feel like, you know, sometimes people pick on you a little bit more than, say, other stars?
I do. It's the honest truth. But I can't worry about that. It comes with the job. You know, I still try to go and dominate whether I'm shooting the ball well or not shooting the ball well. I'm beyond that. I am who I am. And so it is what it is. They can judge me on what they want to. That part don't matter to me. I'm going to go out there and hoop and give everything I got.
All right, here's Charles Barkley on TNT responding to what George said.
Everybody's gotten criticized. This false narrative. I'm hearing these jackasses on television talking about somebody
about
gets scrutinized more than other people. Give me a freaking break. I got drafted with Michael Jordan. I remember when he was going up, when he put that 63 on the Celtics. Yeah, he's a great individual player, but he hasn't won a championship. They've always said that about me. Paul George is a terrific player, but that goes with being a terrific player. And these other guys talking about he gets treated unfairly. Give me a freaking break.
All right, Rob, your thoughts?
I think that he does get a little extra because of him saying himself playoff P, and I think that's what people have jumped on, you know, like giving himself a nickname. But I remember Michael Jordan, and you saw it, Chris, we talked about it during the documentary. He wasn't crowned king when he got there to the NBA. He wasn't. And what Charles is talking about is so true. They were like, he's a great player, but he doesn't make his teammates better. And
Bird are the winners, not him.
Exactly, right. And he's not a winner. That's what they said. So when I used to hear LeBron complain about it and guys complain about it, I just don't think they know the history. And until you start to win, people are going to discount you. And I think why Paul George gets it is because of, you know, giving himself a nickname. He's a great player. He's a number one, or could be a number one on a squad, and we've seen what he can do when he's playing well. But he's also had those, you know, stinkers. So I don't think he gets any more. I think he gets a little more of the ribbing because he was playoff P, and people have used that against him on social media. You know what I mean? On stuff like that. But I don't think he gets any more than other people who haven't won anything. And until you win, you know, there's always going to be that. People are always going to run to it. Just like you talked about it when he missed those free throws. Everybody went right back to that. You know what I mean? Like, he had a great game, missed the two free throws. Oh, let's see. There you go. Pandemic P, you know, or whatever it is. So I'm with Charles. I think Charles's point is well taken.
Yeah, look, you, Charles, there's a lot of truth in what you guys said. Obviously, in some ways, it is a sign of respect. Let's just look at a player who's not quite as good as Paul George, but he is a second guy on a contender, Chris Middleton. Is Chris Middleton getting ripped for what he did last night?
No.
Because he's not as good as Paul George. We don't expect him to be as good as Paul George. We don't respect this game like we respect Paul George's. It's simple as that, Rob. It's like when you were coming up and a coach would jump on you and yell at you a lot. And if you complained or you got talked privately with the coach, they always would say, look, I'm yelling at you because I know you can do better, because I believe in you. When I stop yelling at you, when I stop critiquing you and telling you you ran the wrong route or you didn't block your man, then that's when you should worry. Because then I don't think you're any good. And Paul George is a level of this that's a compliment because you're a star. And you do get criticized more when you're a star. What I will say, though, is this. And I got to credit Nick Wright and Kevin Wiles from First Things First because they brought this up, and I think it's a great point. They said the thing about George, he doesn't get criticized more than anybody else. But, and you alluded to this, Rob, when you said he gets ribbed. Paul George gets mocked more than other stars. Like, Russell Westbrook probably gets criticized more than Paul George. But Westbrook doesn't get, like, people don't disrespect Westbrook. And I think it goes back to exactly what you said. He gave himself a nickname.
Right.
Don't tell us you're playoff P. If you hadn't said you're playoff P and then gone out there and failed on occasion, like most stars do at times, then we wouldn't be holding you to that. But when you just gave the media and fans fodder, that's all you did. You gave them fodder to go off on you when you don't show up.
No, nope, 100%.
And people would say this, and I don't know if LeBron gave himself the King James nickname or chosen one. He's got obviously got chosen one tattooed,
it's
on
tattooed
his back
on
and
his
all that.
Back.
But here's the thing, though, Rob. It's different for a teenage kid to say, you know what, man? Yeah, I'm King James. I'm 14 years old. Yeah, I'm King James. That's going to be my nickname. You know, or I'm this or I'm that. That's different. A teenage kid giving himself a nickname is different than a grown man in the NBA or any professional sport saying, I'm Playoff P or I'm King James or whatever. That's different to me, and that's why George gets kind of that extra mockery that other players don't get.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the social media adds to it, obviously, and so it's just something that you got to kind of deal with. But they grew up with this, Chris. You know, this is a part of what they grew up with, the younger guys, and it's just a part of it. That's why Durant had the worried about, you know, Joe blowing his mother's basement, and he got the burner phones. You know, like they're bothered
right.
by it. Whereas right. back then, I don't, you know, people talked about it, and it wasn't 24 hours, and, you know, the paper came out, and after people read the paper, Chris, it was done, right? It was in the paper, we read it, okay, it's done. And now it lives, and people who didn't see it when it first came out, they share it with their friends, and before you know it, it has legs for all day.
Yeah, I mean, it's fair for these guys. I mean, they are scrutinized, criticized, made fun of more than any athletes in history because of technology. It right. just is what it is. Like you said, back in when we covered teams, okay, you get ripped on the back page. They made a funny headline
and
because of
it.
You on the back page. Okay, fine. But now it's on television all day, and all the shows are talking about it. It's on social media all day. It's trending. You know, it's on the radio all day. And then these guys buy into it by being on social media all day. Like, if they just ignored social media, which a lot of them can't do because for them it's like television was for us. They grew up with it. But if they could just ignore it, it wouldn't be in their heads as much. And so it is what it is, and that also helps you get the big bucks because all of this ends up feeding your salary and getting you more money. But it's I think Barkley was right. Everybody gets criticized. Nobody wants to hear Paul George
Shaq
say he gets it more than
anybody.
Shaq
got criticized when he got to L.A.
Right. I think personally LeBron James is the most scrutinized player in NBA history. I think he's been the most – he's obviously beloved by many, but he also gets every little thing he is criticized for. Every little bad play or missed shot, missed free throw, people rip him for. So it just comes with the territory of being a great player today.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right. It is Shop Talk, the Akaba Fox Sports Radio, a segment where we discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. And this week's topic comes to us courtesy of hip-hop star Kodak Black.
Kodak Black. I remember that. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I don't know if you guys have been on the gram or Twitter a lot today, but he has gone viral after he posted a video of himself, what looks like to be throwing $100,000 into the ocean for no apparent reason. Just wanted to say, look at all this cash I got. I'm going to feed the fishes with $100
bills. You know how many people could be helped with that money?
Exactly.
Come on.
So here's the question. It seemed like he's just doing it for the clout. So here's the question, guys, for Shop Talk. What is one thing or purchase or expenditure that you made that may have been for the clout, we don't know, that you instantly came to regret? Because I'm sure he's going to regret this in the morning. Rob Parker, we'll start
Rob
with you.
Rob was making one every month when I was in L.A.
Those days are over. I made one, but I don't regret it. But I did have to think about it. Could I use that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I didn't regret it. I love what I bought.
$800 Balenciagas?
No, it's even bigger than that.
Which was a gift.
I'm not going to say that was a gift from my niece. Thank you, Brandy. I don't think I've even told you guys this. I'm going to come clean. I bought a new backpack. I'm not going to say what kind it is or anything.
Was that when I was in L.A.?
No.
I think I just bought
it. Because I like the one you had, the black
one. Right, you remember the one I had, the
black? I like the Louis Vuitton.
The Louis Vuitton. Yeah. Remember, it didn't have any description on it.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Sharp.
It was real.
Yeah. It wasn't like the typical brown. And
right. It wasn't like big or like everybody and their uncle. You'd have to look at it closely. Right. But I bought a new backpack, and I'm going to admit this on the radio. I can't believe I'm doing this, but I'm not going to say what kind it is. I don't know if I should even say this.
How long ago did you buy it?
I bought it about 3 or 4 months ago, and I really had to think about it because the price of it was $5,000.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no.
A $5,000 backpack?
Yep, I'm not even
kidding. Wow.
I'm not even kidding you.
You're not even in college or high school.
To carry your Ross underwear and socks in?
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
This is the guy that will buy,
Roger, you're right.
Buy cheap underwear right. on the road.
I'm a woman.
And he bought a $5,000 backpack?
Oh, Ross.
Where are you taking that?
I'm telling you, I take it everywhere.
So you do use it at least.
Oh,
well, you got,
yeah.
At this point, hey, what kind is it? I mean, at
no,
this point, you might as well
tell
us what brand it is. What, no,
can I have your Louis?
We want to know.
Like, it can get worse.
Can I have your Louis since you're not using it?
It can't get any worse.
But this is what I did do. But this is what I did do, and I feel proud of myself. Is that Louis bag, Rob G?
Yep.
I sold it.
Damn it. Okay.
And I had a Gucci backpack, which I used to use when I traveled. I sold that as well.
Oh, okay. So you offset some of the price.
To offset and to say you don't need three backpacks of that. You know what I'm saying?
You don't. You don't need three backpacks. But you do need a $5,000 backpack. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody
needs that. You want to know what kind it is?
Yes, I want to know. It can get worse, Rob. People are sitting there with their mouths agape. All right? What kind is it?
It's a Louis Vuitton Supreme mix. You've seen those, Rob G. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I think I saw you had a hat like that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you okay. Did. I know what you're talking about.
How much was the hat?
Not 10,000? That close. No.
They gave it for free when you buy the backpack.
Go ahead, Chris. You got to come up with something. I just spilled the beans on myself.
I'm pretty frugal, man.
I am, too.
I honestly, I don't have one. I can't think of a purchase I've ever made that was just ridiculous. I'm just gonna be honest.
That's why I brought this up because that was ridiculous for me. You know how I save money, right?
No, I know. I'm stunned. I bought my last car. You guys know what kind it is. I'm not gonna say what kind it is. And I was like, okay. First, I was like, I'm thinking about a Cadillac.
Right.
All right. I was checking them out. Yo, it was sharp. Then I was like, nah, let me get a Benz. And I was looking at the Benzes, but then I was like, man, I see Benzes everywhere.
Everybody has one. Yeah.
Right. So I was like, I want to get something that you rarely see that's sharp. And, you know, I did my homework. It wasn't brand new. It was, you know, a couple years old. So I didn't pay a ton for it, really. But that's a purchase where I was like, you know, that's sharp. I want people to look at that.
I rarely see those. Kudos to you, really, because you should get a car like that. Why not?
Well, you know, yeah. I mean, like, put my daughters through college. You know what I mean? We spent a ton of money on them.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Right.
It was nice, like a little reward. Yes.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people,
It gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.